Hello, Columbus, Chattahoochee Valley, all my friends down near the Georgia-Florida line. I hope that everyone is doing well. This is another great weekend here in October. And I tell you, October is almost over. We are just one Sunday left in the month. So you'll hear me one more Sunday in this month of October, on October the 31st, on Halloween, actually. And then from there, we will be changing over to November, and we'll be talking about all that good turkey and dressing and all the good foods and fixings that we like for Thanksgiving. November always, to me, is the mental note to start preparing for the holidays. So, you know, you got to get that Christmas shopping done, get the gifts, make sure you cover all your special ones and your loved ones and things of that nature. So it's a great part of the year. You know, it's kind of catch 22. It's a great part of the year that we love to live through, you know, and see the beautiful Christmas lights and things of that nature. But it's also this time of year that people are reminded most of the ones that they have lost in their family, especially throughout the year. You know, this is the first holiday without them, and God knows we have lost our share of people here in this Chattahoochee Valley area to so many different aspects, to COVID, to crime, to just homicides and murders, and people just leaving us because God said it was time for them to come home. So we're going through a lot of that. And keep in mind, you guys, we are still in the midst of COVID. So please make sure that you are wearing your mask, especially when you're indoors or around a lot of people outside. Make sure you're following up with your booster schedule, as we've been sharing. Pfizer recipients, you have already been approved for a booster shot if you meet certain conditions 6 months out from your second shot. So certainly reach out to your doctor and see if you are a candidate for that and if it's time for that booster. The news has been coming down about Moderna and Johnson & Johnson, and they may be well on the way soon to being approved for a boost as well. Also, keep in mind, we're still in the middle of the tropical season. You know, this is the time of year where we can see a storm that comes up through the Gulf. So I want you to keep your eyes on that. You know, some of the forecasters on YouTube that I love watching are saying that a major storm could whip up sometime toward the latter part of this week. So let's just keep our eyes on that, you know, so that we can make sure our families and friends are safe, especially our elders and our young folks who just want to have as much advance notice as we possibly can. So let's make sure we do that. But as I stated earlier, this is the time of year in which we begin to think about those people that we have lost throughout the year, especially as the holiday approaches. And October, again, is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And we know, many of us know, so many people that have been impacted by breast cancer in our families, and how it has ravaged through many families. You know, there was a little thing I saw from the Urban League of Greater Columbus on Facebook, and it said every 2 minutes a woman is diagnosed with breast cancer in the United States. Every minute somewhere in the world a woman dies from breast cancer, and that's more than 1,400 women every day. A man's lifetime risk of breast cancer is about 1 in 1,000. And I was glad they put that in there because, you know, as men, sometimes we don't think about that, but we are potentially at risk for breast cancer too. So we just have to make sure we keep our eyes on that. And I am excited today to have an amazing guest on with us. You know, you guys, it is something about us in favor here in West Central Georgia. We always get the cream de la cream to come on this show and talk with us. And today is no exception. We have a phenomenal woman on with us today who is doing amazing work throughout the state of Georgia as it relates to breast cancer and foundations and the work that she's doing, making sure that everyday women, those that may not have access to healthcare, those that are having to work two part-time jobs and may not have the resources, those that need the help the most may have access to the treatment that they need if they find themselves with breast cancer. And this is a phenomenal organization that she leads. And I'm not going to tug you along anymore. I'm going to go ahead and share because I'm super excited. But I have with me today Ms. Sierra McCann. And she is the executive director of the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation right here in Georgia. Miss Sierra, how are you doing today, ma'am?
I am doing great, Attorney Reeves. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, trust me, the pleasure is all mine, and I am delighted that you are here, that you are joining us today, taking out time to talk to us Liberty Old people over here in West Central Georgia, you know. But we appreciate you, and I'm just super excited about having you on today, because so many people here locally hear quite often about the Susan G. Komen Foundation, and we're going to allow you an opportunity to tell us more about that, and especially your role as the executive director. So let's start with that. Talk to us about Susan G. Komen.
Yeah, absolutely. So Susan G. Komen is the world's leading breast health organization, and our mission is to save lives by meeting the most critical needs of our communities and investing in breakthrough research to prevent and cure breast cancer. And so what that means in layman's terms is that we are your go-to for all things breast cancer or breast health related. And so we provide funding, like you said, that supports uninsured or underinsured women, allows them to get screened. We provide treatment assistance. So that looks like grants for breast cancer patients who are currently going through their journey with breast cancer to help them stay in the continuum of care. And so those financial resources can be used to support pretty much any of their needs, right? We help with mortgages, we help with child care, transportation costs, food scarcity, all of that, because what is most important to us is that you are not choosing between putting food on the table and continuing your breast cancer treatment.
Amen.
And so we do everything that we can to ensure that men and women are staying in the continuum of care. We also offer a breast care helpline, and that has been so important during times of COVID when women and men are in isolation and they're feeling alone. And so we offer caring and compassionate support, their psychosocial and emotional support via our helpline. So if people are looking for resources, if they just want to talk to someone about what they're experiencing, they can give us a call at 877-GO-KOMEN, and we have trained social workers and therapists who are there to assist them in their journey. We do a lot. We really do. but it's an amazing organization who is really on the ground doing the work to support women and men who are going through this journey.
That is so awesome. And you guys, you do a lot. And I hate to use do and do back to back, but you know, it's the most fitting thing right now. But there's so much that you do for the community at large in helping with this ugly fight, you know, with breast cancer. And Sierra, you know, I've shared with my listeners before that 3 years ago, my mother was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer, inflammatory breast cancer. You know, that's one of the most aggressive types. And thank God we found it early. And she has gone through her treatments, and she's no longer taking chemotherapy. She's had the reconstructive surgery. She's still taking daily medications to continue the fight of cancer. She's going for, you know, more frequent mammograms, and they're just doing so much to make sure that they stay on top of this. And one of the first things that the doctor said to us as a family when we went with my mom on that first visit to learn what was her stage, how advanced it had gone. Oh my gosh, there's so much we could talk about. That was the scariest 2 weeks of my life when my mom found out she was diagnosed, mm-hmm. and then having to wait to go back to another appointment to find out where it is right now, how far it is, and if there are any treatment options, if there's anything that they can do. So thank God we got some good news. But I watched my mom, Sierra, go through so much. She lost all her hair. She was on emotional roller coasters. Sometimes she felt herself, and sometimes she didn't. And it's people going through that, even some people that are alone with no family members, going through that need folks like Susan G. Komen the most. Why is it so important that this organization be there for people going through breast cancer in their lives?
Yeah, I mean, I think your story is kind of a great segue into another service that Komen provides that kind of wraps this all up. So we also invest in patient navigation. And so what this looks like is it's a program that's designed to guide patients from an abnormal screening to the diagnostic processes and then onward through treatment and hopefully survivorship. And when you are getting, when you're at the doctor and they're telling you those words, you know, you have breast cancer, it is an overwhelming feeling for many women. And so often you don't know what to do next. You don't know what this treatment is going to look like. You don't know what the options are. And so we work with navigators in all of the hospital systems that help walk you through this journey and then celebrate you when you come out on the other end. And so that right there is something that Komen does, and it's so important because when, I mean, even for myself, you know, not to, you know, talk about my personal story or my personal life, but my mother is currently sick. And so oftentimes when I'm talking to these doctors, I don't know what they're talking about. It is just going completely over my head. But it is so important that there is someone there for you who you trust to advocate for you, and who you know has your best interests at heart to walk you through that journey. And so that is what Komen is to these women. We are a trusted resource. We are a trusted friend. And we are here to make sure that you get through your journey.
I am so glad that you talked about that support base, because now that my mother is on this side of her journey and she's back to her life, we just celebrated my daughter's fifth birthday in August at Disney, and my mom was there with us. And I mean, she outwalked me at the park. I was like, oh my God, I'm tired. And she's like, no, let's keep going. Let's keep going. And so it was just so amazing. But she has voiced to us in her own way how it motivated her to go on and fight because we were there for her. And I'm blessed, Sierra, that my wife is a doctor. She's a family medicine physician. So she was there every step of the way with the appointments. And she's also your sorority, by the way, a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated.
Oh,
no. and so hearing my mom talk about that support base, I can only begin to imagine what that means for women who, again, find themselves alone in life, whether there's no family member, or whether they're escaping an abusive situation, or whatever their situation may be, to be able to reach out to Susan G. Komen and have that support, to have someone to hold their hand, to have someone that can relate to this journey with them and speak positivity into their lives. To me, that is just one of the most amazing things that you guys provide. Now, for my people listening, how can they get in contact with someone at Susan G. Komen if they need to? What is the process for that?
Yeah, so our breast care helpline is open, and you can give that a call at any time. And so that phone number is 877-GO-KOMEN, and Komen is spelled K-O-M-E-N. If you have access to the internet, you can check us out online. You would be able to go to komen.org/Georgia, and there will be resources that can kind of help you and direct you to whichever service you're looking for within your own local area.
Okay, give me that web address one more time. I'm sorry.
Yep, of course. It is komen.org/Georgia.
Okay, komen.org/Georgia. And those of you who may have been running to get your ink pen and your pad because we were getting ready to throw some numbers out and some email addresses, we will go over those again. But that number again right now is 877-GO-KOMEN. That's G-O-K-O-M-E-N. And that translates to 877-465-6636. That's 877-465-6636. And Sierra, I wanted to spend just a second on that, because, you know, another thing that the doctor said to us when we learned about my mother's diagnosis is that we are no longer living in the 1980s or the 1990s or the early 2000s for that matter.
Yeah.
The advancement of fighting breast cancer has taken off. It's skyrocketed. There are so many more tools now for the doctors and the medical staff to use to help you. than there was years ago. So those of us that are mentally stuck in that stigma that, my mom or my grandmother or, for my women out there, I have breast cancer, I'm done for. That is not true. That is not true. And Sierra, how great is it that we have advanced so much medically that we can really fight breast cancer today like we could not do 2 decades ago?
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely amazing, and I'm so glad you mentioned that, because oftentimes women automatically do believe that it is a death sentence, and it is not. And it's not due in part to Susan G. Komen, because we have invested over $1.1 billion into life-saving breast cancer research since 1982. That's $1.1 billion with a B, dollars. And that's more than any other nonprofit, any other organization outside of the federal government. But we know that investment into research is what has helped, the progression. We know that that is what has helped to decrease the mortality rate by over 40% since the 80s. And it is what will eventually help us to find a cure for breast cancer.
Awesome. Now, Sierra, another great thing that I love about my listeners here in West Central Georgia, and we're also East Alabama. We go as far north as LaGrange and as far south as the Georgia-Florida line. So there are a lot of people that hear this radio broadcast every Sunday, and they listen faithfully. And I'm so thankful for all of our listeners for coming here, getting real, truthful information, no sugarcoating, no political posturing going on here on this radio show. I am speaking it like it is. I'm so glad to hear that that amount of money, $1.1 billion, has gone into this process, because it's those type of investments that allow us to continue to move on. Now, I also have some generous listeners. And, as Maya Angelou, the late Maya Angelou said, one of the other benefits of giving is that giving liberates the giver's soul. And I just think that is so amazing and such profound words. If there are people listening right now that want to provide some type of contribution for Susan G. Komen and the great work that you're doing, no matter how small, no matter how large, where can they go to do that?
Yeah, that's another great question. So if you're interested in making a donation, and I love that you said that the size of the gift is not what matters. It's simply that you are making a gift. You can do that at komen.org/Georgia. And again, no matter what size of the gift, it is something that will collectively impact women and work to save lives.
Absolutely. And good stuff. Good stuff. And, my listeners, they're also very, very curious at times. I get a lot of emails back up here, a lot of calls saying, hey, Teddy, can you dig into that a little bit more? And they certainly take note when I have people in charge of organizations on the call with me, and we're asking them to make donations and things of that nature. Now, I don't know if you know Sierra, but one of the largest and baddest and boldest HBCU classics in the nation is played right here in Columbus, Georgia. And that's the Fountain City Classic.
Are you talking about the Fountain City?
Come on now. Come on, Sierra. Come on now. Come on, somebody. As Representative Calvin Smyre. As Representative Calvin Smyre is soon to be Ambassador Calvin Smyre, Chairman of the Classic would say, we're going to put it down there where the goats can get it. So, So that's coming up in a couple weeks. As a matter of fact, the game is November the 5th, 6th, somewhere around there. But I brought that up to say this. We love our HBCUs here in this part of the country. We love our HBCUs over here in Columbus, Georgia, and in Alabama, where you have Tuskegee, Alabama State, you got Auburn State, Fort Valley, Savannah State up there, the AU Center in Atlanta. And I see that you are a graduate of Hampton University, Hampton Pirates.
I absolutely am.
HBCU. So I wanted to bring that out, and I just think that is amazing that a phenomenal HBCU grad is leading one of the most influential and impactful nonprofits in the state of Georgia that's helping women every day, that's going through life-altering struggles and just looking for the ability to survive. What is that? Can you articulate any contribution in your eyes of attending an HBCU and the work that you are doing now. I'm sure it impacts it some kind of way. I'm sure you got to give some kind of credit to Hampton, right?
Listen. So number one, going to Hampton was the best decision that I have ever made in my life. I am from a small town in Maryland, and I did not grow up seeing a whole lot of Black folk, if we're going to be honest. And so it was so important for me to be surrounded by people who look like me, who are progressive, and who are, you know, change agents, change makers. And my mom went to Morgan State University. My grandmother went to North Carolina Central University. So I come from HBCUs. I didn't even think about going anywhere else.
All right, now I hear you, Morgan.
I'm going to be completely honest.
Morgan State Bears, North Carolina Central Eagles. You know, I'm a two-time HBCU graduate. Albany State University and Florida A&M College of Law. So I'm a Rattler as well.
You know? Thank you. Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So I love
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. But it's amazing because a lot of people don't know about Susan G. Komen, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so our number one priority is creating health equity for Black women. So for me, this is an opportunity for me to save lives of Black women, to advocate for Black women, and to do my part, right?
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, African-American women are dying from breast cancer at a rate that is 40% higher than our Caucasian counterparts, and that is completely and totally unacceptable.
Did you say 30% higher?
So we are trying 40%.
40%? Oh, my God. Wow.
Absolutely. And it's terrible. It is terrible. And so for me, this is not just a job. This is my way of making sure that my sisters are being educated and that they are going to be around. Because if we can start screening, you know, if we can get the message out of early detection and how important that is, if we can encourage women to go to the doctor, if we can let them know that there are resources there and that they don't have to choose between putting food on the table and staying in the continuum of care, that is my life purpose.
Sierra, you know,
that is what I am doing in this capacity.
I'm sure that you guys have really looked at those numbers and you have chopped them up and you've analyzed them. And I'm just curious here.
Yeah.
With Black women dying at a 40% greater rate from breast cancer, you know, how much of that, and you may not know a percentage, but you can just say small or large or whatever, you know, how much of that is due to the lack of access to health care, especially for women living in rural areas and small areas where they got to drive? You know, there are some parts south of Columbus here in Stewart County and south of that, you know, near Grady and Randolph and Clay County. An ambulance ride to a true trauma center hospital is about 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then you think about the regular health care in that area.
I don't know the percentage. Mm-hmm. I don't know the percentage. However, that is one of the number one issues. It is access to care, transportation, financial insecurity. All of those things create the perfect storm for Black women. And so it's really great because there are companies, there are people who are on the ground who are fighting for us. Global Payments, who is based in Columbus.
Thesis, baby. We call them Thesis. That's right.
They have been an amazing partner of ours. They were just our local presenting sponsor for our More Than Pink Walk that took place 2 weekends ago. But they recognize this disparity, and they are working with us to help fix it. But a lot of it really is access to care. And I mean, you hit the nail right on the head.
You know, I'm not surprised to hear that about TSIS. They are so engaged, even here in our local community. Earlier this year in February, I moderated their Black History Month community conversation panel that was streamed live for all the employees and for the general public. We had the mayor, the sheriff, the chief of police, you know, the movers and the shakers, and TSA's employees and their guests had the capability to sit there and listen to a raw, unedited conversation, especially with someone like me moderating, because I'm not holding back the punches. You know, I want to know the information. Give it to me and give it to me right. You know, let's not sugarcoat and play with it. But TSA's is so amazing, and we're so blessed to have them here in our community here in Columbus, Georgia. And I have so many friends that work over there right now. So kudos to you, TSA's, especially all my TSA's employees that are listening to this radio program. Y'all got Sierra, the executive director of Susan G. Coleman, shouting you out right here. Baby, that's a hometown connection.
Absolutely.
Pump it up, TSA's. Let's give them some more money. I like that. I like that. So Sierra,
we couldn't do this work without TSA's or Global Payments. And so I'm glad that you gave them that extra love. Because they have just played an integral role in the work that we're able to do here in Georgia.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, Sierra, we are running a little short on time here, and we're going to have to cut this off shortly, but you have been absolutely phenomenal. But I want to give you an opportunity to close out with whatever's on your heart, whatever you want to say here. Like, you know, I know my community, and I promise you, there's a woman out there somewhere that feels she may need some help right now. She may have felt something weird in her breast, or she may have discoloration of the skin of her breast, or she may be having some discharge coming out of her nipple, and it may be a dangerous situation, but they are afraid to go get the medical help because the fear of just seeing the bills rolling in the mail begin to scare a lot of people. Please, please send a sincere message to that listener and let them know that someone like Susan G. Coleman is here to help.
Yeah, I you have just hit the nail on the head with every single comment, but Coleman is here. You're not alone. This is not a death sentence. This is not something that you have to go through on your own. The organization is here. I am here. My team is here. Global Payments is here. There are people in this community who love you and who are willing to fight alongside you. So if you need additional information, please call 877-GO-COLEMAN. Visit the website, coleman.org/Georgia. My contact information is there. And if you're not comfortable reaching out to anyone else, please know that I am here to listen, that I am here to support you, and I am here to help get you the resources that you need. So feel free to contact me personally, and I will go above and beyond to make sure that you feel comfortable and reaching out to your doctor and your support system as well.
Awesome. Awesome. All right, you guys, once again, I'm about to give you that number. So I hope you have your pen and your pencil or your pad or something right on the refrigerator right now if you have to. We can wipe it off later. But that number is 877-465-6636. That's 877-465-6636. And that is a toll-free number. Well, Sierra, in addition to you being my wife, Sarah, I've never met you before in my life, but I can feel your spirit through this conversation. And I just so love you to death because of the work that you are doing. Having the conversation about breast cancer, I have to really hold myself together. Because when I reflect on the nights that I cried for my own mother, when I reflect on the fear that I had in my heart, when I reflect on the disturbance that this had on my soul, I mean the inexhaustible fear that existed of thinking about what was going to happen to my mother, I can only imagine what other families are going through. And today we have shared with our entire region, you do not have to be alone. Sierra, she sounds so warm and so welcoming, and just somebody that's going to embrace you, give you that virtual or that over the phone hug if you need it. The staff is there to help. Get the help that you need. We no longer have to run from breast cancer. As a matter of fact, we are defeating breast cancer day by day, and it's because we have people quarterbacking like Susan G. Coleman. How about that analogy there? I love it though. I love it. You guys are quarterbacking, and I love it. I love it. Well, Sierra, thank you so much. You are a blessing to so many and a wonderful leader here in the state of Georgia. And we certainly agree with Atlanta Magazine with acknowledging you as one of the city's most powerful leaders. And I think Georgia Trend need to jump on board and go ahead and acknowledge you as one of the state's most important leader, because this is the type of work that matters. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Take care. Bye-bye. This has been Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese, and we have with us Sierra Macon.
Opinions stated by various contributors to this broadcast, its website, and this radio program are not to be considered necessarily the belief of this radio station or Davis Broadcasting. Do you have questions or concerns, or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversations? Send us an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.